college football full circle.
Second and seven, Leary has tons of time into the end zone. Caught! Miraculously, Connor! DJ into the end zone. Incomplete for Ross, and the streak is over. They answer the opportunity. NC State rides on the strength of the pack.
All right, here we go. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 204. Joining me, as always, the encyclopedia of college football. That is Go for the Chalk, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you, my man?
I love it. You got a little bounce in your step today. Would you take boost energy drink? You took you took an Aveeno bath, your oatmeal bath. You're relaxing. You're chilling out.
I got a little bounce in my step, all right, Joe. That's
you
for
do.
Sure.
I love it. I love it.
We're going to keep diving into all the games for this weekend. I do got to start with this, Joe. How about this little breaking news?
Nugget.
Now we know that it's always a domino effect when teams leave conferences. So what was the first domino? Texas and Oklahoma, gone to the SEC. What's the next domino? Cincinnati, UCF, BYU, all that whole crew going over to join the Big 12. So there's got to be more dominoes, right, Joe? So it looks like San Diego State and Boise have informed the Mountain West today that they intend to stay in the conference. Now, the other day, Joe, there was a report that Colorado State was thinking about moving to the American.
All right, great Adazio. Okay.
Right, get Adazio over in the American, Joe. So we're already starting to see some pieces on the chessboard now at the American looking to add some teams. There was talk that they wanted San Diego State and Colorado State. Looks like the Aztecs are going to stay in the Mountain West. The American now looking to start the dominoes falling, Joe.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think it's good. I mean, Colorado State can't hurt. You get some Midwest appeal. The bottom line, though, is I could see Adazio covers the number against Iowa. He calls his athletic department. Get me on the phone with the AAC, huh? Do they know? Hold my lasagna on the side. Do they know I covered the 23.5 point number against Iowa? We want in to the AAC this week.
Listen, Adazio probably won't even be there by the time Colorado State joins the AAC the way that he's going right now. But look, Joe, like, it's just the way that the world always works. The bigger conferences eat, and then they eat the next one, the next one, the next one. So now it looks like the Mountain West is going to be the conference that's on the chopping block. And I'm surprised at Boise, saying that they're going to stay. Let me tell you something, Joe. If the Big 12 called Boise tomorrow and said, yeah, we want you to be the 13th team, they'd leave in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but I think Boise's starting to realize that, you know what, we're not as good as we thought we were. You know, we got punched in the mouth this year by UCF and Oklahoma State. Maybe we'll just stay pat and we can wear the blue jerseys and the blue turf, and beat up on UTEP again as a 28.5 point favorite.
I think that's for beating up UTEP.
Yes. Hank Bachmeyer and the crew, they beat up UTEP.
I'm doing Pharrell. They got an interesting game. Boise's got an interesting game on Saturday. We haven't really dove into the Mountain West yet for this week, Joe. But honestly, Carson Strong and Nevada going to the blue turf this week, Joe. I'm intrigued by that game.
Yeah, I like Nevada. I told you I'm down on Boise. Nevada didn't step up. But I think in this ball game, there's no way Bachmeyer and that offense can go toe-to-toe with them. I think this is a shootout, and I think Nevada's built for this game. I think they win this ball game start to finish. I don't even think Boise's in it. That's how bad I think
start
they get abused.
Start to finish?
It.
You're not even giving them a chance, Joe?
No.
Not a chance at home?
No, not at all. I'm not.
Well, look, I like Nevada in the game, Joe, but I think that this is going to be a tough game. I think that this could go either way at the end, but I do like the better quarterback and the better offense in Nevada to win it.
Yeah, I think Nevada can move the football on that defense. I really do. We talked about the identity of Boise State. They have none right now. They want to run. They can run against mediocre competition, like I mentioned, UTEP. But you can run the football between the tackles on Boise. They're getting gashed for 5 yards a clip on the ground by everybody. Even UTEP ran the football on them. Nevada, even though they're a pass-heavy offense with Carson Strong, they're going to eat on the ground as well. I'm telling you, they're going to start fast. This ball game could be a blowout special.
I mean, they're getting 6.5 points on the road, Joe. I mean, this is the I don't know about blowout special, but I do like Nevada. So there you go. I got you going with the Mountain West here to start college football full circle. As we get ready, we have a game tonight, which we discussed a little bit yesterday. We'll get a pick from Joe Lisi, of course. I'm sure he's going to go for the chalk tonight.
There's a lot of now. Just a quick update: De'Eric King might not play. He's been banged up. He got banged up against Michigan State. Didn't play against Central Connecticut in the 69-0 blowout. There's a lot of uncertainty about Miami. This line might drop to like 4 by game time. I might be in at then on Miami just because I'm going contrarian. I don't know yet, though.
Wow, how about that? All right, college football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. We'll come back, keep going through all this weekend's games, and we'll talk a little bit more about Miami, Virginia, right here on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. Sorry, Joe. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. All right, Joe, before we get out of here later, we will give a final pick on a little Miami-Virginia game tonight. But let's keep going through Saturday's games as we were doing yesterday. I left one noon game out on purpose, because I wanted to be able to lead with it today, because it's potentially the biggest game of the day. One of the two, three biggest games of the day. And that is, of course, Sue Piggy.
That's it.
Arkansas Razorbacks going between the hedges to take on Georgia. And you got this fat number still right now, Joe, of 18.5, coming off the win at Jerry's World against Texas A&M. I got to tell you, Joe, I want to take Arkansas. I think they're getting a little disrespected here with this number, especially with the way they've played with the wins over Texas and Texas A&M. But there is some things that worry me, Joe. Coming off of a very tough physical game against Texas A&M, and also it seemed like KJ Jefferson was pretty banged up in the second half of that game, and they need him at 100% if they're going to have any chance against Georgia.
True, that's very true. He was banged up, but JT Daniels is banged up as well. Kirby Smart mentioned that he has a lat injury. He might not play in this game. How does that affect Georgia's offense? We don't know. That's something to monitor throughout the, you know, if you have a lat injury, that's your back. That's how you throw the football. So is he going to get enough zip on the ball, even if he is in there? That's a concern for me in this ballgame. Does Georgia's offense become one-dimensional then and then run the football more, and Monken wants to see if they can wear them down at the point of attack, because Isaiah Spiller had success running the football right up the middle? I don't know. Now, if Georgia's going to take that approach, that goes into the strength of Arkansas, and then they can cover this number. So we have a two-fold type of situation. Arkansas needs to stretch that defense over the top, because the defense is going to stack the box and say, okay, Sam, you think you have a good offense? You think your offensive line is up to the task? Go ahead, beat us. Go ahead. We're going to lock you down on the outside, and we're going to see if KJ or whoever you have out there in terms of quarterback can challenge us vertically. And if you can't, we're going to abuse you in this ballgame. That's the only concern. I will say last year, with Felipe Franks, they were able to get into an ugly game with Georgia for a half. Now, part of that was DeJuan Mathis was terrible in that ball game. The other part was that Arkansas was pretty up to the task in the interior.
They were up to the task, and that's also why I feel like yesterday we mentioned that Michigan and Wisconsin was a game where they can't make the total low enough. I feel like we're kind of in the same spot here with this Georgia-Arkansas game, Joe. I mean, aren't we going to expect a lot of pounding the rock from Arkansas, despite the big plays against Texas A&M? I don't know if they're going to get those against the Georgia D. They're going to pound the rock and maybe 49.5, a little under here, Joe, for this game.
Yeah, I hate taking unders. This is the type of game where all of a sudden you might have.
We're going to be forget go for the chalk. We're going to be go for the over. That's.
I got news for you. I went through all my picks for tomorrow's show, and I have a lot of chalk as well. And I'm like, what am I doing? You know. But we'll see. I will save that for next week, tomorrow's show. But it's not that I'm going the chalk. I'm just saying, if I go over, there's going to be points. Georgia wants to make a statement. Arkansas wants to make a statement. So you have two teams that are highly motivated. And that's not to say that their schemes aren't going to keep them in this ballgame, but you still have to score points. If you're Arkansas, you want to score first. You don't want to get into an ugly game, methodical.
Because you want to play from ahead, like Texas A&M. You play from ahead, and then you control the tempo of the game.
Right. So that's the thing. Now, Georgia could be in trouble in the sense of who's going to step up? Is it going to be Stetson Bennett if Daniels can't go? Most likely, he's the veteran. I think that Kirby will turn to him.
He stepped up.
He was the quarterback that got abused in Tuscaloosa. Remember, they were talking about him being a walk-on. Unless you want Joe Cox, you think Joe Cox can come back from the from Athens? Remember when he was there?
I haven't seen Joe play enough.
No, Joe was there back in like 2011 when he threw 5 touchdown passes in Fayetteville in that barn burner. That was an over matchup, Georgia prime time over Arkansas in that matchup. Joe Cox burst out for a 5 touchdown performance.
I think it's going to be a really, really good game. I think that Arkansas is going to hang around in this game, Joe. I like the under probably more than the 18.5, but I'm willing to go on both ends of it. The other big SEC game on Saturday is, of course, Lane Kiffin going back to Tuscaloosa to take on Nick Saban and Alabama. Matt Corral, Heisman favorite right now, as we spoke about the other day, Joe. I mean, we're talking plus 150 Heisman favorite. We got a total here of 79.5 at FanDuel. I mean, I've seen it at 80, 81 in a couple of other places. They played a wild game last year. Ole Miss had over 600 yards of total offense against Alabama a year ago. Wow. Alabama showed a couple cracks maybe in terms of the running game a few weeks ago against Florida. Where are you leaning here as we're about 2 days away from this kickoff in Tuscaloosa, Joe?
I'm leaning to Alabama. Now, I know Lane Kiffin, he's been tweeting out to Feinbaum. He's been tweeting out to Michael Wilpon. He's getting into a Twitter war.
He's been after everybody.
First of all, he always has that face on, right? He's got that face like he's always passing gas or something, Lane Kiffin. He's just got that face on, that smirk, like he's perplexed, like he's got half smirk, half like PO'd on his face. Like, all right, Lane, like calm down. You're not a tough guy, all right? Just settle down. You're great on Twitter. It's a good job you do. The numbers are all in favor of Alabama. I said them, they've won 5 straight over the Ole Miss Rebels by an average margin of victory of 33.7 points per game. Okay, they didn't cover last year, but they still put up over 600 yards on the Ole Miss defense. They are 44-3 straight up since 2016 against SEC opponents. So think about that for a second. That is an incredible statistic. One of them did come to Joe Burrow. One of them came to Bo Nix. And the other one was Chad Kelly, I believe, in Ole Miss. But that was a much different offense when Chad Kelly was there. I know they have playmakers,
that's
but you can't compare.
That's my guy, Chad Kelly, the pride, the nephew of the great number 12
yes.
Hall of Famer, Jim. I love
I thought
he got himself in plenty of trouble down at Oxford.
Oh, yeah, definitely, and also in Denver as well. So think about that. They won their SEC games last year by 30.2 points per game. Smith is gone, Waddle's gone, Jones, we get that. Do we really think Alabama's going to lose this game? I don't think they are.
No
and
shot.
At the
they're
end
not,
of the
they're
day,
they're not losing the game, Joe.
The line now has gone up. Let's keep in mind the line went from 20.5 in the summer on FanDuel down to 14.5, and now it's settled in at around 15.5. And I said it before, even though Alabama's not running the football consistently, this is a get right game. You think you're tough, Ole Miss? All right, we're going to hit you in the mouth. Let's see how tough you are. We are going to run it right down your throat. And, oh, by the way, after we run for 6 yards per carry in this game, Bryce Young's going to rip you over the top with play action for 3-4 touchdowns in this ballgame. The only way Ole Miss has a shot is if they score first, and I'm sure Lane needs that. He's like, we have to score first. They can't be playing from behind because same type of situation last year in Oxford.
A lot of people are pumping up this Ole Miss run game, Joe, that they're going to be able to do the same type of things that Florida did a couple weeks ago. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We keep rolling through all the games this weekend right after this on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204, taking you through the spreads for all of this weekend's games, getting an early feel. Not really so early anymore, Joe. I mean, we're late in the week here. I mean, we're making picks tomorrow.
That's
college
it.
Football full circle. So
I'm dialed in already.
It's time to start locking in what we're going to be taking. I want to go through some more of the 3:30 p.m. Eastern kickoffs. Of course, Alabama Ole Miss is the big one. How about Florida State? Are they going to finally get off the deck here, get their first win of the year for Norvell? They're 5.5-point favorites. They have the awful Syracuse Orange. I guess they're not too awful. They're 3-1 this year. They have the Orange coming in to Tallahassee, laying 5.5. I got to tell you, Joe, it's hard for me, no matter who they're playing, hard for me to lay 5.5 with Florida State against anybody right now.
That's why I'm taking them, because everybody's off there. I feel like they might have hit rock bottom, and that's when you want to buy
Joe
a team.
Joe Lisi going with the zig. You're going with the zig while everybody zags.
Yes, you see. Everybody was on Florida State week one. They almost won. Oh, Mackenzie Milton Heisman, right? Remember that? Joe Testatore was like, all right, Joe, calm down. We know you put a grand on McKenzie to win the Heisman. He's pumping him up week one. Outside of that, then they lose three straight games, and now people were on them last week against Wake. That was one of the hot plays out there that you hear. It just comes, you know, hey, what about Florida State? Hey, it comes down. I get my Campbell's tomato soup can. I put it to my ear, and it's like, what about Blue Horseshoe loves Florida State over Wake Forest? And I'm like, really? Really? And then they get absolutely smoked. And then it's like, oh, I'm never taking Florida State again. And then Vegas and New Jersey establish a 4.5-point number, and you're like, oh, I'm not going to lay the wood. And now I'm laying the wood because they can run the football. That's the one thing. You look at the stats, Florida State is averaging around 5 yards a carry with Corbin and the crew. Offensive line in terms of run blocking playing very well. When you look at this ball game for Syracuse, I think the heat will be a factor. They're going on the road. When you look at this ball game a couple years ago, Cam Akers ran all over that defense. I actually think Mike Norvell, as much as we can't stand him, actually has the coaching advantage over Dino Babers. And who else? I know they beat Liberty, but they beat Ohio. Ohio hasn't won a game yet. They beat Albany, Syracuse. I mean,
I gotta tell you, we never really discussed that game much because it was last Friday night. What an awful performance by Liberty up at the Dome.
Ah,
I mean, they just could not get anything going against Syracuse losing that game.
Terrible.
I lost that one, Joe. I had a couple bucks on Liberty that night.
Yeah.
And then I doubled down on them in the second half thinking, all right, here we go. They're gonna come back in this game. And they never did. A bad job by Liberty last week.
Terrible job. Hugh Freeze, he had a first and goal on the four-yard line. Then he has a fourth and one or a fourth and goal on the one. Okay, you go for it. I get it. But you don't put Malik Willis on the perimeter. You run him between the tackles on a read option. They stuffed it. Come on. That's what you're getting paid money for? Are you kidding me? They didn't play. Carver, excuse me. They didn't have the lead the whole game. They trailed 21-7. Why not kick the field goal? That's the problem. I understand if they were playing with the lead and you want to establish the line of scrimmage, you're the better team. They were playing from behind the whole game. In that type of situation, whether it be on the one or the two, it doesn't matter. You kick the field goal to give your team the lead. The lead. Not trying to roll the dice there.
No.
And it cost them.
I agree with you. They're just way too much. You can't lose to Syracuse. Syracuse is awful. I mean, they're just pathetic. And that's why I'm kind of with you on Florida State. Coming up here on Saturday in Tallahassee. Are you going back to the well with Tulane? I feel like you pick them every single week.
I didn't pick them last week, Carver. They got absolutely annihilated by Matt Corral. I don't know if I'm on them this week. I got to break this game down a little bit later, deeper. I don't know if I'm willing to back them in this spot. It's hard for me here. I mean, love this
they're
team.
Road I love favorites at East Carolina. They're laying 3.5 on the road. I don't know if they're good enough to be laying points on the road, Joe.
Well, I mean, it's a finesse team in East Carolina and a blue-collar team, which we saw what Michael Pratt and that offense against Oklahoma. And if they can run the football, they're effective. The problem is that where's their mindset right now? They have lost some tough ball games over the course of the last four games, and that could take a tear, even though they're playing a garbage team. It's a short number. I lean to Tulane in this matchup. Don't love it. I have to break it down a little bit more, but I would lean to Tulane. It's not one of my favorite plays for the weekend, though.
Also, 3:30 on Saturday, Joe. Oregon gets back in the mix. No cover last week against Arizona. Did not play well. They go to Stanford this week. They're 7.5-point road favorites. Maybe a little short against Stanford. What are you thinking here for a big Pac-12 game at 3:30 Eastern?
They have to dominate from start to finish. That was a lackluster performance against Arizona. They covered. Arizona covered on the road. But this offense for Stanford, you know what you're going to get. There's not a lead quarterback play. Even though they got the victory over USC, now they're on a little bit of a roll in terms of momentum. I think Oregon takes them to the woodshed in this ballgame. Lane 7.5. If they lose this, how disappointing for the Ducks. You're telling me they can't cover 8 points in this ballgame in Palo Alto? Are you kidding me? They should be able to run at will with C.J. Verdell and the crew.
See, this is the kind of game that scares me this season with Oregon, Joe. Like, this is the type of game that I could see them lose. Now, I think it's a better chance it happens on one of these, like, 10:30 Eastern late night Pac-12 after dark type games. But this is the type of game that I wouldn't be stunned if Oregon lost it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, Stanford did this to Washington last year, a couple of years ago. Washington went in to Palo Alto with Davis Mills. They were a 13-point underdog, and they walked out with the victory over Jacob Eason. Same type of situation. It's just that Oregon now is so superior on the interior lines that I don't think Stanford can match them. That's the biggest thing. I'm not buying into Stanford in terms of, oh, they're back. I'm not buying into David Shaw in this type of situation. I think they're still a one-dimensional offense. I think the speed of Oregon, if they're focused, and they should be, you have a potential college football playoff appearance on the line. You need to step up. There is no tomorrow. You're Oregon right now. You need to make a statement, and you cannot afford to go look ahead of the Stanford Cardinals. So I think they take care of business in this ballgame.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joe. I think that they're going to take care of business also, but it could be dicey for them. It's the type of game that, like I said, I don't particularly love with Oregon. It's the type of game I think eventually that they're probably going to fall. UCF laying a big number at Navy. Navy's really fallen off the mark the last couple years, Joe. Going on the road here for UCF, they should take care of business, right? Even with the new quarterback.
Yeah, 16.5 is a high number. You got a speed team with Gus and Dylan Gabriel. They're going to want to throw it and get, hey, we're going to be up 14-0 before you know it. But Houston struggled with Navy, right? So, I know it's Holgorsen. I still give the edge to Gus Malzahn in that matchup. Love him or hate him, he has the better team. But Navy, if they can run the football, we know that UCF can't stop the run, you know, not consistently. That's been the problem. Boise State was able to run. Some other teams were able to run on UCF. I would take the points with Navy here, even though they're not playing as well as we would have liked. A 16.5 right under the key number of 17. Give me Navy in the ball game playing at home.
Yeah, I'm going to lay it, Joe. I just – Navy's awful. And even with the new quarterback, UCF's going to be able to score points at will here in this game. That's where I'm going right now. Ohio and Akron, little Mac for you on Saturday afternoon. The Bobcats lay in the lumber. Akron stinks. We know that, Joe.
They got one win. But this is a rivalry game for the most part. I don't love Ohio in this ball game. I would take the points with Akron, but this is tough. This is a tough one. Because both head coaches are not good, and Tom Arth is absolutely terrible in terms of these type of situations. I don't have confidence in terms of Akron defensively, but I still feel that they can get the outright win here. I like them in this ball game. I don't, you know me with Akron, Carver. I would say Akron does win this matchup. Don't love it though. I'm not going to be betting this game in any capacity.
I probably will not either, but I know you will be betting this one. Texas Tech at West Virginia.
Yes.
POINTS, points, baby. The Red Raiders getting 7.5.
Typical letdown for West Virginia here. I really do like Texas Tech. They've won two straight in the series. They won this ball game last year in
Next
Lubbock.
Time, why don't you sweep
34 them? To 24, 34 to 27. Texas Tech did get the victory last year. So I think, you know, we'll talk about it on the back end. But Texas Tech, to me, could be a live dog in this ball game, Carver.
All right, Joe, we'll talk about a few more when we come back. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Little Oklahoma and Kansas State when we come back, Joe. Whoa.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, another Big 12 for you here. Oklahoma's lost 2 years in a row to Kansas State. They're not really going to make it 3 years in a row, are they, Joe? I mean, seriously, 11.5 right now is the number, gone up from 10.5 yesterday. The Little Apple, of course, is where this game will be. Manhattan, Kansas, 52.5 total. Kind of like the under more than anything else. They can't lose 3 years in a row to this team, Joe.
It's possible, but I think they step up. Now, the biggest thing that I like Oklahoma here is their defense. Not one team has been able to rush for over 100 yards up until this point. You look at that effort against West Virginia last week. That was in a West Virginia offense that entered that matchup with Letty Brown and that offensive line that was averaging around 170 rushing yards per game. They held them to 67 on the ground. The most that they have allowed on the season has been 100 total. So that's the top end. So Kansas State's offense is methodical. It's predicated off the run. They have quarterback issues. Will Howard got hurt last week against Oak State. Lewis, the backup, came in. There's been rumblings. Skylar Thompson might be ready. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care who plays quarterback for Kansas State. I think Oklahoma needs to make a statement. I like the fact that the game is on the road. Sometimes when a good team is not playing well and they go on the road, there's the tendency for them to be more focused. I think they're able to run the football. And keep in mind that Spencer Sanders abused that secondary last week for 344 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. That was an inconsistent Oklahoma State offense heading into that matchup in terms of the passing game. Rattler might be able to break out in this ball game. I know Oklahoma, when Stoops was there, laid a 55 spot on them. I think it was 55-0. It was when the plane got delayed. They came off the tarmac and steamrolled Bill Snyder and the crew. I think they could do the same thing in this ball game to Chris Klieman. I think they paced K-State in this matchup.
Wow, Joe Lisi was saying they're going to get pasted. Thinks Lincoln Riley and the crew circle the wagons and the Little Apple on Saturday afternoon. A little bummy. And I mean, Spencer, if anybody needs a breakout game, it's Spencer Rattler, Joe. That's for sure.
This will be the game where he throws for like 600 yards. And I'm telling you, he's all over the place. I just have that feeling.
No respect for Kansas State.
None.
No respect. None. I'm probably with you, to be quite honest. I just can't back Oklahoma with how bad they've looked. And I told you, might not be this week, but their losses are coming, Joe. It's going to happen. Sooners are going to lose some ball games. Now, you've been on the Jeff Scott South Florida train like every single week. I mean,
not every single week.
Florida,
they lost. Wait,
BYU.
Did they cover against Florida? Hang on. Two or three covers.
I know that. So I'll ask you, are you on board again as they go to SMU and Sonny Dykes and the crew? Big total here, 68.5, minus 20.5 for the Mustangs.
I tell you what, I like their quarterback, Timmy McLean. I like their quarterback, Timmy McLean. You have SMU now. Think about this. Two emotional wins, a Hail Mary against La Tech, a rivalry game over TCU. Now here comes South Florida. I'm telling you, Timmy McLean's the quarterback of the future. The offensive line's getting better. They're running the football against a very physical defensive front in BYU. It wouldn't shock me if they win this ball game outright.
Wow, little outright for South. You got outright, Joe? Wow, you're really starting to drink the Jeff Scott Kool-Aid. You are.
I'm not drinking it, but
man,
I see progression. And I was on them. I see progression. And
wow. People
can bash because people just want to see the wins and losses. It goes beyond that. They didn't identify their quarterback at the start of the year. They thought it would be Cade Fortin. He's not a mobile guy. He didn't work in terms of Jeff Scott's scheme. Timmy McLean is special. You could just see it. His poise in the pocket last week in Provo, his ability to make those playmakers around him better. He breaks contain. He keeps his eyes down the field. He doesn't play like a freshman. He bought into the system. He's a film guy. He's going to get better each week. I'll take that any day of the week, especially when they're catching points. Give me South Florida in this ballgame.
All right, Joe, I'm not going to be with you there. I'm going to lay it with SMU. Florida and Kentucky, Saturday night in Lexington. Listen, this has gone down to 7.5 now, Joe. I think the Wildcats are going to give the Gators a game. Don't know if they win it, but I think they're going to be physical and give them a game.
Yeah, well, even the kids are going to get involved, Carver, of course, because, you know, when you think about this, in terms of Florida on the road in Lexington, last three games in Lexington, they were 3-0, but very tight ball games. The average margin of victory, only 4.6 points per game. We have Will Levis. We have the heavy offensive line that's averaging 5.1 yards per carry. In terms of Kentucky, Chris Rodriguez. We have a defense that's very stout in run support, only giving up 88 rushing yards heading into this ball game per game. That's the strength of Florida. And keep in mind this, Carver. Kentucky on the year is 4-0. They're -9 in turnover margin. Think about that. Negative nine.
They were awful turning the ball over against South Carolina.
-9 in turnover margin. So only two forced turnovers all year, and you're still 4-0. That's a positive sign. Now, Florida's -2 in turnover margin. So you don't have an opportunistic defense in terms of Florida either. So it's strength on strength. Playing at home, 6 o'clock kick. I'm going to take my chances with Mark Stoops and Will Levis. I think they can win this ballgame.
Yeah, I'm going to take the points, Joe, especially if it stays over a touchdown. I think they're going to hang around. Might not win it, but I think they're going to hang around and be in this game with Florida. NC State's going to play an out-of-conference game. They've got Louisiana Tech coming to Raleigh after the win over Clemson. 20.5, almost 3 touchdowns with the Wolfpack, Joe. Are we in?
I don't know if I'm taking the points here. I think I go with the more physical offense and defensive line. I think a senior-laden team with NC State. I know the potential look-ahead or the letdown after Clemson. But Devin Leary's a good quarterback. They have great playmakers, including Bam Knight, Person, at the running back position. This team is dialed in. And even though they got abused by Miss State on the road, I think they cover this number against La Tech and Skip Holtz. I'm not going to be taking the points. I'm going to be laying it with NC State.
Yeah, I think I'd be laying it too, Joe. It's not a spot where I want to take the points. All right, my UTSA Roadrunners, who I have adopted, Joe, as my team. They are my Roadrunners, laying 21.5 against UNLV.
UNLV, gutty effort. I told you, plus the 30.5. I told you to take it, and they lose by 8 to Jay Kaner and the crew. I don't know. 21.5. They're playing better. I would take the points with UNLV. I would take
it. As much as I love UTSA, Joe, this might be a little bit too much for me to want to lay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but I
here's the thing. I'll tell you this about UTSA. An emotional win over Memphis. You know, they've had a gauntlet now of stepping up in back-to-back games. I know they have the better quarterback. They have the better skill players. This is a lethal offense. They're physical at the point of attack. I could see them jumping out to a big lead in UNLV covering this matchup. That's the only concern. I don't love this game. You know, you have UNLV with an extra day of prep. Back-to-back road games.
Yeah, that's the thing for me.
I don't think UTSA should be here. I don't think they should be laying 21.5 to anybody, to be honest with you.
They're a good team, Joe. They're a good team. My road runners, Joe. When they're catching points, not when they're a big favorite. How do you think Iowa State responds? Like, this is another team, Joe. Like, I know it's Kansas, and Kansas stinks. Like, they shouldn't lay 34.5 against anybody. They don't score enough, Joe. Like, Iowa State just does not score enough points to lay 34.5, even against lowly Kansas.
Yeah, you're right. And they in recent years, to go back, they laid, I think it was 42.5 to Drake a couple years ago. They didn't cover. Typically,
love the Drake.
Yeah. Drake's everywhere, right? I mean, come on. I just don't know where their mindset is after that loss. They look so flat on the road, and that really isn't a lethal Baylor team. I know they were averaging over 300 yards per game, But Iowa State outgained them by basically 200 yards in that ballgame. They just could not convert on third down. They could not put the football into the end zone. They moved it between the 30s. I mean, you had a Heisman Trophy front runner in Breece Hall, Brock Purdy. You couldn't get it done.
Not anymore.
Taylor?
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. Rip up those tickets because
all their tickets, all your Iowa State tickets, conference winners, national, making the playoff, Heisman tickets. You can rip up all your Iowa State futures, Joe. They're done.
You might as well burn your clothes that you bet on them too last week, because that, I mean, obviously, no shot. I actually used to know somebody that burned their clothes when they used to have a bad day. They used to go into the garage, take a steel garbage pail and put their clothes in there and burn it. What do you think about that?
I did something somewhat similar once. I had a really bad night in Atlantic City once, Joe, and I like took the blazer I was wearing off and I walked out to the Atlantic Ocean and I threw it in the ocean. That's how bad a night I was having. I took the blazer off very angrily after a long session at the tables, and I just said, I'm not even ever wearing this again. It caused me bad luck, and I threw it in the ocean.
I told you, depending upon the night, it all depends on you know, what you're feeling for that particular game or you know, trends. So, yeah, I can't lay it with Iowa State here, even though, this is a game where Kansas might shock them, too. Lance Leipold, they're playing better. And, again, you start to lose close games. Then in year two, you start winning those games. That's what Coach Patton taught us. That's what he's doing at ULM in year number one. That's what he did at Akron. I'm telling you, Lance Leipold going to turn around that bus in Kansas. They're going to be happy they hired him.
Let's hope so, Joe, because they need to start winning some ball games at some point, or at least be competitive in some ball games. You mentioned Baylor, of course, the win over Iowa State last week. Now they go to Stillwater, -3.5 for the Cowboys here, who, as we know, both these teams now ranked in the top 25, low total of 47.5. I know you're big on the Cowboys, Joe, but I might like that extra hook here with Baylor with the 3.5.
Good. I want you to take it. Best bet of the weekend, Oak State. I said it. That's it. I'm giving away a pick early. It's on my best bets. I love Oklahoma State. They pasted Baylor last year, 42-3. This is a Baylor offense. I don't buy into Jerry Bohannon, even though he threw for 153 and two touchdowns. This is a different animal in Oklahoma State. Best defense in the Big 12. They abused Dave Aranda. Double-digit win.
This guy Gundy's going to burn you one of these weeks, Joe. He's going to burn you. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We come back, wrap it up with a couple more games right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. I'm telling you, Joe, I know you're high on this guy. He's gonna get you one of these weeks. And you
That's
know
all right. It's not going to be this Mike, week to Jerry Bohannon and Dave
Mike
Aranda.
Gundy, your boy Mike Gundy. And I've been there, Joe. I've backed Gundy in the past. This is the year. They're going to win a Big 12. They're going to beat Oklahoma. They're going to go to Big Bowl. They're going to get something done. It never happens. They start 4-0, 6-0, 7-0. Eventually, they crash and burn. I'm not saying it's going to be this week, Joe, but I'm telling you, you're very high on the Cowboys. And that's I got a feeling that they're going to get you at some point somewhere down
the road. Nah, you're not going to break up my party, Carver. I'm not scared. It's
I'm not
my
trying. I
want
to come to the party, right? Joe. I want to be at the party with you, please.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to be donning. I'm going to be donning the garb. I'm going to be donning the garb.
I'll bring a 12-pack with me and a box of wine for you. All right. I mean, I'll come to the party. Okay.
I'm a cheap
please.
Box of wine. That's it. Just no rosé. All right. I need the red. But I'll tell you what. The biggest thing for me in this ball game is that Oak State is like the chameleon of the Big 12 right now. They can go up-tempo. They could actually spread you. I like what they did from an offensive perspective. That defense, they led FBS with third-down defense last year, 26% entering this ball game. They're 32%. They held K-State to 2 of 12 on third-down conversions. I think you get the same type of effort up against an inconsistent offensive line, even though they're pounding the rock in Baylor. If you watch this game last year, Oklahoma State had a significant advantage. I know it's a new team going on the road. This is a different animal in Stillwater. I think Oklahoma State rails them. I think there's a 20-plus victory over Baylor.
The chameleon of the Big 12. Go over to the chalk, Joe Lisi. Joe, listen, great job, my man. I will talk to you tomorrow. We're going to have a fun Friday. We're going to make all the picks for the weekend, and we'll talk about all the Friday night games as well. Great stuff from Joe Lisi. Great stuff, as always, Andrew Torres. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. We'll see you tomorrow.